T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tuesday, welcome in. The Huddle on ESPN Upstate takes to the air for June 19th with Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo here. We'll be around till 4 o'clock this afternoon. And coming up on the show today, we'll preview a little further the NBA draft, which is a couple days away now. On Thursday night, hear from Charles Barkley on that, who he thinks are the can't-miss guys. Also, we get into more LeBron discussion today and a couple of opinions. One about the possibility of him staying in Cleveland, and another about the possibility of him going to Houston. So that's coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Got a fun web gem today involving Cam Newton fighting with kids. Don't mess with Cam.
That'll be entertaining.
Yeah. Don't get in Cam's face, kids. Kids are bold these days, man. Yeah.
Was he shoving some kids around?
No, he didn't touch them.
Oh, okay. But, I didn't know if he was at a camp and they were trying to tackle him. And
I'll
he
give you, it was a
gives
camp.
Gives him the Heisman.
It was a camp,
you know,
but I'll
shove
give
him to the side.
A little hint. One kid said to Cam, "Hey, Cam, can I get a fumble?"
Okay. Throwing some big time shade.
Some little punk said that to Cam. Cam didn't like it.
No,
we'll let you hear a little
bit
of the exchange.
Been a little sensitive, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
It's just not what you do. But that's the thing that struck me about it is, I would have never done that to an NFL player. Are you kidding me?
Not
especially
even,
a 6'5", 250-pound guy.
Wouldn't even thought twice about that.
Yeah.
Show them respect. I'd be in awe.
Yeah, that's not the right thing to do. And Cam caught himself, but he was not happy. He did not punch out a little kid, thankfully. And so we'll let you hear that coming up on the show. Three questions coming up today. We'll hear from Stephen A. Smith on Tom Brady today with an interesting take on Brady and starting to mention the possibility of seeing the end of the road in his NFL career. They're making some changes to the broadcast crew at Notre Dame, which I thought was kind of interesting, going in a new direction. We'll tell you about that. Got a commitment from a Greenville high school football player that we will talk about today as well. And we will take your calls and your tweets and your texts today as always. 844-477-3776. If you want to get in on the phone, use ESPN as your keyword and send us a text at 71307. And we're on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. We is digging a little bit today for the big lead story in the sports world, because there's not much out there. Let's just face it. I think we finally hit, it seems like every day, even after we got into, you know, summer, post-Memorial Day summer, as we discussed yesterday, there's always been something that kind of jumps out. I mean, we had certainly the U.S. Open to talk about yesterday, had plenty going on last week. But digging a little bit today. But I do have some football to talk about. College football.
And that's, we can always find that, right?
That's the Athlon preseason All-American team. And it's loaded with Clemson Tigers. Just loaded with Clemson players. See if you agree with where they place the Clemson guys on the Athlon preseason team. You have three first-teamers. They're linemen. Big shock, right? No, not a big shock. But they are Clemson offensive tackle, Mitch Hyatt, defensive lineman Christian Wilkins, and defensive end Cleland Farrell. Those are your three first-teamers. Well, you can't argue with those guys, but should there be more?
There's obviously a name that you're leaving off.
There's a couple, I think. Dexter Lawrence, is that the one you're thinking?
That's the one I'm thinking of,
and Austin Bryant, you know?
Yes, that is another one.
Dexter Lawrence is third-team defense. Third-team.
Third-team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's talk that he could be a top 15 pick?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that.
And
if you said second
team,
I would have said, well, okay, they didn't want to put them all on the first team.
Agreed.
Yeah. But third team seems Like a little bit
seems
of
a little bit low.
Low placement for Dexter Lawrence. And Austin Bryant, fourth team. I don't even know why they do four teams. Why go four teams deep? But Austin Bryant is fourth team All-American, according to the folks at Athlon. All right. Well, you know, we've heard, and Dexter Lawrence kind of was held back in the spring, and, you know, they're trying to make sure he's healthy and all that. I don't know if that factors into this or not, but he has the chance to be the best of the lot, right?
I think he does.
Most imposing physically, right?
You would think so. I mean, he came in, you know, a player that high expectations, and I felt that he delivered that his freshman year.
I did too.
And maybe even somewhat beyond that. And so where was this fall off that he had?
Yeah. Was there a fall off last year?
He did have some nagging injuries. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was part of it.
You know, another thing of note, and we talked about this when the preseason depth chart came out a few weeks ago, he's not even literally listed as the starter on the defense. They've got, at one defensive tackle position, they've got Dexter Lawrence or Albert Huggins. So maybe Athlon's looking at that and saying, yeah, you know, they're thinking Dexter still has something to prove this year, that he's healthy and can dominate. So maybe that's part of this decision to put him down to third team. I don't know.
Could be. It'll be interesting to see how offenses are going to react to the defensive line. Who are they going to double team? Who are they not?
Right.
And will that impact their production? Who can, you know, have a still breakthrough season or live up to the expectations? Because as talented as the defense is, and especially obviously the defensive line, it's a big spotlight. And it'll be interesting to see exactly how they do perform. We've seen it in sports quite often that when there's the big headlines in regards to a certain unit or a certain player, sometimes they don't always live up to the expectations that could be artificially placed on somebody.
Sure. I thought it's also interesting that of the two tackles on the Clemson defense, Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, assuming he gets the start as we think he will, they're both 6'4". Dex is 40 pounds heavier than Christian Wilkins at 340. 40 pounds. Big dude. Anyway, he can get himself right back up there in the national spotlight by playing well this year, and I'm sure that's what Clemson thinks will be happening. As far as other players who made this Athlon team, South Carolina has one, and that's Deebo Samuel, who made second team as a receiver and a kick returner. So he's a second team All-American. No surprise there about Deebo. Missed almost all of last year, but you saw enough in those first couple of games that you put him right up there, I think.
Talking about a spark plug to help catapult the Gamecocks to that win against NC State.
Yeah, it was unbelievable while he was in there. So Deebo is a second teamer. Wisconsin actually leads all teams nationally. They have seven selections across the four All-American teams from Athlon. Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Is Athlon based in Wisconsin or something?
Seven. Ohio State has six. So that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, with Wisconsin then, that seems a team that always, I guess, has talent, but they've never been able to break through to the so-called next level.
Right. Get kind of overshadowed in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they definitely do, especially with Urban Meyer being there at Ohio State. And so is there some aspect that they're not performing the way they should? Are they underperforming as a team, Wisconsin, if they're this loaded with talent?
They need to win the big one, right?
Yes.
Need to win a big game, win the Big Ten, do something to step out of that shadow of Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan to some extent too.
Yeah, and they had an opportunity last year and and lose it.
Yep.
I think
it's just a sign of how much competition is in the Big Ten. So you got a lot of really good players, but they're going head to head, so the victories may not always match what you think should be for all Americans.
Does it come down to coaching? Is that why Urban Meyer is one of the best coaches? Because he actually can get to that level. He can win when it is relatively the same in terms of talent level, he's been able to somehow push through and get those big victories, get, you know, national championships, obviously at Florida and one with Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as Clemson's opponents and who they have on the Athlon team, Boston College has running back A.J. Dillon and safety Lucas Dennis on, let's see, second team, I think. And then Miami safety Jaquan Johnson joins Clemson's trio as an ACC first team representative. There's not a whole lot of ACC guys on here.
No Florida State guys.
No. No FSU. None. And they have made a projection on the college football playoff as Athlon, and they are projecting that Clemson will lose one game in the regular season, they will win the ACC, and they will make the four-team playoff. They're calling for a 12-1 campaign, and that they'll meet Miami in the ACC championship game. Steve Lasson of Athlon writes this: Senior Kelly Bryant will begin fall camp as the starter, but true freshman Trevor Lawrence will challenge for the job. If he wins the job, if Lawrence should provide Clemson's offense with more of a downfield passing threat than this unit had in 2017. The Tigers have lost an ACC game in back-to-back years and could stumble once during the regular season again. However, Clemson is clearly the pick in the ACC and easily the number one or number two team in college football this year. All right, he didn't step out on too much of a limb there, did he?
Not by saying, I thought he was going to predict that Trevor Lawrence would be the starter. But he just said if
he just
he's going to challenge
that,
he's going to challenge Kelly Bryant. I just thought it was indicative of where a lot of people are viewing this quarterback controversy at Clemson when last week on ESPN's college football homepage, it talked about power rankings and in the future, and there was no Kelly Bryant on the website as far as pictures. It had for Clemson was one of the teams that they were predicting would be at the top, and the picture was of Trevor Lawrence.
There you go.
So I think there's a lot of anticipation as far as what the quarterback controversy is going to be, and I think there's a lot of people that are leaning and wanting to say Trevor Lawrence. They just can't say it just yet.
Loyalty will not allow them to do so.
That's right.
Until he wins it on the field. Listen to this, though. College Football News is also writing about the preseason, and their writer, Pete Futak, I'm guessing on the pronunciation there, he says this: Clemson gets not only to come back with one of the most talented and deepest teams in college football, but gets to have a chip on its shoulder after not even getting to Atlanta last season as the number one seed in the college football playoffs. Dabo Swinney has created a machine at Clemson. This does not appear to be the culmination of anything, even if he finishes with another national title. That's the best part of it all. If this turns into one of those amazing teams that doesn't quite get it done, go ahead and ramp up the expectations again next year. He also said this about Trevor Lawrence: Trevor Lawrence is the most talented and best player on the Clemson offense. Again, he might not be able to show it off until 2019, but his 6'5", 205-pound size, big arms, silky smooth mechanics, and out-of-the-box next-level passing skills, the talent and upside is there to be the first overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft.
Now, there's a prediction.
Yeah. It's not outrageous, though. It'd be nice to see him play before we get too far.
I'd love to see him play before 2019.
I mean, think of the pressure if he's reading that, really. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's
I think he's been reading those type of headlines for a long time.
Sure. I'm sure he has heard plenty of it. He projects, by the way, College Football News projects that Florida State will just be a game behind the Tigers in the Atlantic. 9-3 overall, 6-2 in conference. So he's projecting a return to near the top for the Seminoles.
Yeah, I think Florida State is actually going to have a decent season. I really do. I think they've got talent. They might not be first team, second team by Athlon standards, but I think there's enough talent for them to obviously be very competitive in the ACC, and I would suspect it's going to be a big game down in Tallahassee with Clemson traveling down to Florida State, and I would suspect that Florida State will give them a run.
Yeah, down there, I would think so. If they get the quarterback thing resolved, if DeAndre Francois is back and good, because I'm not sure they can do it with James Blackmon.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Francois.
Yeah, if they can get him back and he can be what he can be, if he can live up to expectations, then...
And if he's 100% healthy.
Yeah.
I presume he will be, but that was a rough injury last year.
No question. So anyway, a little college football previewing here on June 19th. Never too early for that, but that's Athlon and college football news, all very high on the Clemson Tigers.
And as much as we say it's June 19th, we blink an eye and it'll be August 19th. And there's going to be, what will the headlines look like August 19th?
Yeah. Well, once we get, you know.
Because we know camp will be in full swing at that point.
Once we get to camp time, it's season. No question. And, you know, people can talk about media day. I don't care about media days. I care less about media days. But when camp starts, then we've got something going on.
I agree.
Right?
That's when action is.
Yeah.
Media days is just still a lot of banter and a lot of talk.
It's talking season.
A lot of
Spurrier like to say.
Speculations and just a lot of questions where you know what you're going to hear. A lot of coach speak.
Yeah, you never get really any news out of media days.
Oh, we're just going to be working hard. We're glad to get back in camp and see how these guys have developed. And
it's kind of maddening, isn't it? Media days. Does it just frustrate the heck out of you? It does.
How many media days have you been to?
I don't go to.
Have you never been to them?
No. I've been to the Southern Conference Media Day in Spartanburg.
That was a big one.
Go over there because it's in Spartanburg. And
easy to get to.
Well, and the other thing is they have the lunch at noon, and then the coaches start coming around at 1, and that's when we're on the air. So that's cool. Works out well.
It does.
But no. Now, I mean, you know, we'll bring you what these guys say at the SEC and ACC media days, but, you know.
Yeah, typically.
Shock me here with some news. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. Typically, you don't get anything out of the ordinary or somewhat that would be shockworthy news. No.
I guess most I'm just saying that's not really the kickoff of this football season to me. Once we get to camp, then we're in the kickoff of football.
Of course.
Season.
Once the players get on campus and practice has started, it's game on. Then
we're going. All right, 844-477-3776. Hey, you like hearing that Trevor Lawrence being mentioned by at least one publication as the number one overall pick in 2021 in the NFL? That's pretty cool. Maybe have some thoughts on who they selected with the Tigers for first team All-American and who they didn't pick there off that defense in particular. We'll be back with more in a moment. Just underway here, Tuesday Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Stay with us. Out in Omaha at the College World Series, yesterday the game we were watching turned into a blowout. Oregon State eliminated Washington. 14-5 was the final in that one. And then the North Carolina-Mississippi State game was rained out. They are playing right now. They started at 11 o'clock this morning. And it's 4-1 Mississippi State in the bottom of the seventh. So how about Mississippi State? They could be the new kind of, Cinderella, if you will. If that's the right word for this, but the way they started the season.
I think it's definitely a Cinderella. Yeah. And I would imagine a lot of people got to be pulling for Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they're going to do with their coaching situation. They got an interim coach in there. So anyway, that game underway. We'll see if Mississippi State hangs on. Then we have Texas and Florida playing at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And so Florida could be done before the day is over. And then Arkansas-Texas Tech will play at 7 o'clock tonight. So one game underway, two more happening today out in Omaha at the College World Series. And we'll keep an eye on the game that's going on, Mississippi State leading North Carolina's Tar Heels. Oh, North Carolina scored. Now it's 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. All right. 844-GSP-ESPN, text line 71307. We're 2 days away from the NBA draft. Charles Barkley says there are a couple of guys who you can't afford to ignore in this year's draft.
You'd be a fool to pass on DeAndre Ayton. You'd be a fool to pass on Mo Bamba. I think those are the two best players in the draft, period. I like Wendell Carter from Duke and Bagley from Duke. And I like Jackson from Michigan State. But those are the five best players that I saw when I was getting ready.
He's getting ready.
He's doing his prep, right?
Charles is doing his prep.
I don't
prep.
Know what type of prep he does.
Yeah. Aiden is most likely going to be the first pick for the Suns. 7-footer, 260 pounds, out of Arizona, double digits in points and rebounds, a 61% shooter. And they're drafting for the first time in franchise history. And it looks like the Suns are all set to go with DeAndre Ayton. Sports Illustrated is suggesting that the Kings will go with Marvin Bagley III out of Duke with the number two overall pick. Could be Michael Porter, but and it could be Doncic. But it looks like, according to Sports Illustrated, maybe Bagley. And then Sports Illustrated says the Atlanta Hawks, who have the number three pick, are likely to go with Jaren Jackson, not Luka Doncic, out of Madrid. That's kind of interesting. Michigan State freshman Jaren Jackson is 6'11", 235 pounds, only 18 years old. And they've been looking around, possibly trading that number three pick, the Hawks have. But if they take it, maybe Jackson's their guy. Yeah. We'll see.
Trading it to Cleveland? Get LeBron?
LeBron
maybe not.
To the Hawks. I haven't heard that one. Haven't heard that one.
I'm creating a new talk track here.
Sure, why not?
LeBron to the Hawks.
Sports Illustrated says Doncic goes to the Grizzlies with pick number four. They want to win now, and he is considered an NBA-ready guy right now who could come in and contribute immediately. Then they have the Mavericks taking Michael Porter out of Missouri at the number five overall pick. So they're differing a little bit from Barkley because Barkley was big on Bamba. Bamba is the freshman from Texas, 7-footer, 225 pounds. SI says Orlando Magic for Muhammad Bamba. It'll be interesting. About 13 points a game, 10.5 rebounds a game. They project the Bulls, Chicago, at number seven to take Wendell Carter from Duke. And then the Cavaliers at number eight, Trae Young, point guard from Oklahoma. We're going to talk about him in our three questions today. 6'1", 180 pounds. Some have compared him to Steph Curry.
A lot of people have, and I think he's actually even making some comparisons himself. But going back to Mo Bamba, John Brinkus, the ESPN sports science guy, if anybody's familiar with his previous work, I actually had him on the podcast. But he's actually started now Soul and Science. It's the next iteration of sports science, and it's with Trent Dilfer. And they had Mo Bamba on their episode. They haven't released it yet, but he did tweet out some interesting stats about Mo Bamba, saying that he has an amazing 7'10" wingspan, and it's big enough to block two shots from opposite sides of the lane simultaneously.
I want to see that.
It says his rebound radius is as big as an average RV. One of the best prospects we've ever tested.
Wow. Wow. So they agree with Barkley.
They do.
Get him up there pretty high.
And it looks like there's some science to go behind it as well.
Yeah. How about Trae Young to take over at point guard for the Cavaliers? Would you do that? You need a point guard.
You do. He just doesn't seem like a true point guard to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he could. He does fit that mold of a Steph Curry. And we know Steph Curry, he's a great ball handler, and he runs the point quite often.
If LeBron stays, do you need a true point guard, though?
Yeah, that is another question, and that's what apparently was one of the things that upset Kyrie Irving, right? Is that he should have been designated as the true point guard, but how many times do we see LeBron wanting to bring up the ball?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about Trae Young is defense is a liability too. So you're giving up something.
Yeah, and I think for all these guys in the NBA draft, I can tell you right now, the one thing that all of them will struggle with when they get to the NBA from day one is their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the reality of it. They all struggle with that because it's a different game. It's a different speed. It's this next level, and you've got to adjust and understand the nuances of how they adjust their game plans to play defense.
So if a guy is a shutdown defender, does he ever move up to the top of the NBA draft? Isn't it more about shooting than it is defense? as far as what teams are looking for?
I don't see a whole lot of defensive specialists on the list here.
You don't. It's all about offense and the potential offensively for these guys. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have a guy that at least has shutdown capability, combine that with offensive prowess.
Yeah, yes, it could be a tiebreaker. Yeah.
That's right. Then they will be able to separate themselves. But these guys just don't come in to the NBA their rookie year and start shutting people down.
Mm-hmm. There's a feeling that the New York Knicks want to get a point guard, and SI has them taking Colin Sexton out of Alabama, 6'1", 185-pounder, a little over 19 points a game. They would take Trae Young if he was still around. They just don't think he'll be around it at number 9.
Yeah, probably not.
Right. And then Mikal Bridges of Villanova, remember him from the national championship games. 76ers at number 10 for him. That'd be a nice addition for them.
That'd be a great addition.
Yeah.
Local boy, just basically going across the street to play.
Mm-hmm. 6'7", 210-pounder. He's 21 years old, so, you know, he's not one of those young guys in this draft. They may be trying to trade up from that spot, according to Sports Illustrated. And then the Hornets have the number 11 pick. And SI says the Hornets, if he's available, would pick up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Kentucky guard, 6'6", 180. Enough to change things for Charlotte. They don't know what they're going to do with Kemba Walker.
No,
you know.
Yes, exactly. I'm telling you, the Hornets are still a hot mess right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be several years of rebuilding for them, if you can call it that. Rebuilding, rebooting, yeah, whatever it
it's
is.
Kind of almost a franchise-long rebuild.
Yeah, well, it's a revolving door, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it has.
It seems like every other year it's a different type of philosophy, what direction they're going to go, what their process is.
Yeah. Some of you Clemson fans saw Jerome Robinson play at Boston College. He's projected to go at 17 to the Bucks.
He's very good.
Yep. So you may be familiar with him. Milwaukee at number 17. Just looking through the Hawks. DeVincenzo from Villanova, remember him? Really good in that championship game.
He was the Final Four mop.
Yep.
Most outstanding player.
Yep. 6'4", 200-pounder, 21 years old, 13 points a game, about 5 rebounds a game. Could be a good get for the Hawks.
Yeah, and apparently his draft status changed quite a bit going to the draft combine. He really impressed a lot of people. So that's why there is value going to that draft combine. And he came out early. You know, and after that combine is when people really were talking about him, and it was easy for him to make the decision to come on out.
Mm-hmm. And if you were looking for one more reason to hate the Golden State Warriors, Sports Illustrated projects with pick number 28, they take Grayson Allen from Duke.
That would just be so appropriate, and I know Lonzo would love that.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see if that happens. So those are some of the highlights of what SI thinks is going to happen. We have coverage for you of the NBA draft starting at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, a couple days away, right here on ESPN Upstate. Back in a moment. If you want to get in, 844-477-3776. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. We're back. The Huddle on ESPN Upstate, 844-477-3776. Text line 71307. Use the keyword ESPN. Radio.com is the app. That's the new place to listen to ESPN Upstate online. So download that to your smartphone, radio.com. Favorite us, and you can take us with you wherever you go. Really easy and works beautifully. So check it out, radio.com. So they're calling it T and Julio down by the schoolyard.
We need some music.
That, you know, you're old enough to remember that song?
I don't think I am.
Yeah, the Paul Simon song.
It wasn't that long. I mean, it was what? It was 60s?
Not that long
not
ago.
Not that long ago?
70s. Wasn't early. 60s? Early.
I'll have to look it up.
Early 70s.
35, 40 years ago?
Yeah, that really wasn't that long time ago. I'm going to say 72. For me,
yeah,
and
it might have been like a 77.
No, it's early 70s.
Earlier than that?
Yeah, early 70s.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know.
1972.
Thank you.
There you go.
You got to remember who you're. I didn't doubt it for a second. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
But T and T and Julio down by the schoolyard is T.O.
Yes.
And that's what Falcons might have reason to be concerned about, their relationship. He's that friend that you probably don't want your star wide receiver to have because, the feeling is that Terrell Owens is letting Jones know how much he's underpaid. Kind of playing that up to him.
Yes, he is. He is.
And that's not really helping this negotiation that seems to be going nowhere fast.
Yeah. But I thought they were training together, right?
Yeah, they've been training together. Was there a video of T.O. running like a 40 and 4-4 or something?
Yeah, they said 4-4.
They've showed it several times while we've been on the
4-4-4,
air.
4-4-4, yeah. I think, something like that.
So the question is it legitimate?
Yep.
Is it really a 4-4? I don't know.
Why would you doubt it? I mean, I know he's a little bit older, but...
Yeah, you should lose a step anyway.
He's still in shape.
That's fast, man.
Still.
That's fast. No, yeah, maybe he didn't. 4.43, yeah, that's what it is. Recently ran a 4.43.40. T.O. Supposedly.
That's got to be up there with wide receivers in the league right now.
No question. That's pretty darn fast. I mean, it's not record-setting fast, but it's right up there. Anyway, so do the Falcons really worry about T.O. and his influence on their star receiver, Julio Jones? They got nothing they can do about it, right? There's nothing they can do about that relationship. But back in 2005, he tried to get the Eagles to cut or trade him by being a disruptive force, and then he came out and played 7 games and averaged 100 yards receiving in every game. So he still played at a high level, even when he was stirring things up back in the day. So it's really that perception that Jones already has that the Falcons aren't giving him fair compensation, and they're at an impasse, and where are they going to go from here? If Jones does indeed continue to hold out, the Falcons are going to need help at wide receiver. Maybe they can bring T.O. in and just play for him while he's holding out.
He's running a 4.43 40. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, that's pretty darn impressive.
And it doesn't help based on we know the reputation of T.O., but then the combination of the past reputation of T.O., then with him making the announcement that he was not going to attend the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is unprecedented. Nobody's ever declined to attend. So when you have that combined with his past history, the Falcons, of course, have got to be very skeptical as far as what information, what type of discussions are being talked about with Julio Jones and T.O. That just could be a recipe for disaster for the Falcons.
Yeah. If without T.O., this Falcons team going to be all right? I'm not T.O. Without
Julio
Jones. Without Julio Jones, if for some reason he does not play at the beginning of the season, how big a deal is it going to be? I would submit pretty big. Pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'd say
it's a guy they got to have.
They do, but they've got Matt Ryan. They've got Devontae Freeman. They've got some other guys,
Ridley coming in.
Will Ridley do anything?
Probably help Ridley get more playing time.
I would presume so.
I got to think they get this done, right? They don't let this thing drag out too long. They figure it out.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have to come back to the table with another deal, aren't they?
Yeah, it might be in their best interest just to go ahead and do that now. Even though they don't have to, they don't have to. The deal's the deal, and they can stick to it. But I don't think they want this to run down into August. So let's see if they get something done here. Owens' influence notwithstanding, can they get their deal done with Julio Jones? Did you see the cast for the annual body issue? Who's going to be in the body issue, the ESPN magazine?
Is that an issue that you look forward to seeing?
I don't get it, but we do talk about it.
I know he said, did you see, as if...
I don't see any pictures.
As if Richmond and I look forward to it every year.
There's some females in there.
Didn't even know it was coming up.
So. But your boy Saquon Barkley is in there. Running back now with the New York Giants.
You mentioned females. Why are you telling us about?
Well, the females include Breanna Stewart, Seattle Storm, and Sue Bird. Okay. And Seattle Reign forward Megan Rapinoe are part of ESPN Body 10 issue. There are 16 athletes in there. Also, Jerry Rice and Greg Norman. I don't know that I want to see Greg Norman. He's like
Greg
80.
Greg Norman, come on.
He's like 80, isn't he?
That'll be the
I don't
one
know if he's that old.
They'll
but
be showing that one everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Carl Anthony Towns, Dallas Keuchel, the Astros, Yasiel Puig, the Dodgers, Charlotte Flair. There you go. There's Lonzo's winning entry right there.
Have you seen Charlotte Flair?
Yes, I have.
He will be purchasing that.
No, I won't. But still, I mean, you know.
No, I won't. I saw her come out with Rick, didn't it, happen a few months ago, and they came out on stage together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. It's actually on newsstands the 29th, so still 10 days away.
Compared to everybody else you said, that would be the only person that would interest me.
Well, that right there is reason for you to go get it.
That and get Greg Norman and laugh.
Greg Norman, man. I don't know.
So typically they have some type of prop or they're covering something. Is he going to be using
airbrushing,
airbrush golf clubs, really some kind of putter or something?
So if they did, a body issue for radio and they came to you, you would say absolutely no if they offered you a good amount of song.
I'm in.
Of course you're in, right?
All right.
I'm on the cover. I'm in. It's all good. ESPN has released a digital photo archive of every athlete from the previous 9 issues, including some never-before-seen images, too, if you want to go back and take a look at some of those as well. Anyway, 10 days away for the release of the body issue. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more in a moment. 844-477-3776. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back to The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. 844-477-3776. Is our phone number. Let's go to the phones and bring in Delvin today on the show. Delvin, welcome in. What's up today?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
I heard y'all talking about Julio Jones and T.O. video. Ron the Falcons, I counted it actually with this. I just threw a report out there. Dez Bryant visiting the Falcons today. See how Julio reacted to that.
Dez Bryant to the Falcons?
No, visiting the Falcons might sound the Falcons. See how Julio reacted to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Scare him?
Scare him a little bit.
Yeah. I could try that. But, look, they'll work it out. They'll work it out. They're playing chicken right now, but it's still June.
Well, the thing about it, he got 3 years on his contract. This is like when Michael Bennett signed his new contract at Seattle. And 1 year into his new contract, he just signed a new contract. 1 year into the contract, he wanted to come back and renegotiate. I'm like, you signed a contract last year, a new contract. Now you want another new contract?
Yeah, it happens too often. He did make a bad deal, and there's no question he's underpaid now, but he may be stuck with it, but we'll see. The Falcons may bend a little bit on it, too. Thank you, Delvin. Appreciate it. Some news locally out of college football. Pittsburgh gets a commitment from Davis Bevel out of Greenville High School, the Red Raiders. That was announced. Sunday, I believe, was the announcement. He becomes the fourth 2019 recruit to commit to Pitt. And he was good at Greenville High School. Certainly has been good there. He is rated a 3-star prospect, pro-style quarterback, ranked in the top 30 at the position in the country, though, by Rivals and 24/7. Had offers from 13 schools. That included several Ivy League schools, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Cincinnati. Of course, Northwestern has Hunter Johnson now. Over the past 2 seasons at Greenville High, Davis Bevel has put up 4,724 yards and 64 touchdowns. So 2,000-plus yards passing in each of the last 2 seasons and more than 25 touchdowns in each of the last 2 seasons and not a lot of turnovers. And the thing about Davis Bevel is he's a tall kid. He's like 6'6". So he certainly has the height to see over the line of scrimmage. We will see if he's able to crack the starting lineup anytime soon for the Pitt Panthers. But David Crane, his coach over at Greenville High School, said he's capable of making throws to the wide side of the field that he doesn't typically ask for high school quarterbacks to make. They throw post corners to the wide side, outs to the wide side, quick outs to the wide side with Davis Bebel, and so that's a sign of the arm strength that he has. So congratulations to Davis Bebel, Greenville High School, headed to Pittsburgh, and we'll look forward to watching him as Panther and see how he works out there for Pittsburgh down the road in the ACC. All right, 877-477-3776 is the number. We will come back on the other side here in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. And we have much more to do, including some discussion about where LeBron may think about going. We'll hear from a couple of ESPN guys on that. And also, a web gem with Cam Newton to get to in the next hour as well. Plus, news on the broadcasting crew for Notre Dame Radio. They're making a change there. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. Stay with us. Hour two of the huddle on the way from ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.